Wood Songs is produced before a limited audience at the historic Lyric Theater in Lexington, Kentucky.
Here on the Louisiana Hayride, his name is
Hank Williams,
the drifting cowboy.
On the Grand Ole Opry,
Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys.
Hi, this is Emmylou Harris.
Hi, folks. This is Sam Bush.
Hello, this is Odetta.
This is Joan Baez, and you're listening to the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour.
And now, gather the family around and sit back in your easy chair. It's time again for the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour, our worldwide celebration of grassroots music. Let's welcome folk singer Michael Jonathan.
There's a front porch round the old home place. All my troubles disappear without a trace. And children play all summer long. The world seems right, like nothing's wrong. And fireflies dance on a starry night round the old front porch tonight, round the old front porch tonight. There's a front porch round my true love's eyes. I could sit and watch that girl all my life. And in her eyes, this world seems right. She's got this gentle and peaceful sight. And since the day that girl my wife, I've had a front porch round my life. I've had a front porch round my life. We need a front porch round the world. We need a front porch round America. We gotta slow it down and learn to set a spell. Start serving lemonade instead of hell. I wish these leaders would outlaw fear. I wish they'd lead from a rocking chair. We need a front porch round the world. We need a front porch round the world. We need a front porch round this world.
Wood Songs is presented in part by our family of Wood Songs partners and by VisitLex.com, an online vacation guide to visit historic Lexington, Kentucky. While in Kentucky, you can visit the cafes, horse parks, music festivals, art and cultural world of Lexington, the home of the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour. And by Ear Trumpet Labs, handcrafted microphones used by roots music and bluegrass musicians worldwide. Online at eartrumpetlabs.com.
Every
And welcome, everybody, to the beautiful and the historic Lyric Theater in our hometown of Lexington, Kentucky. We're broadcasting all over the world, from Australia to Ireland, New Zealand to New York, Yuma, Arizona to the Yukon and northern Canada. We are certainly celebrating this amazing, wonderful front porch world of grassroots music. Artists come from everywhere to be on our show, and we're so grateful for that. You don't have to be famous to be on WoodSongs. You just have to be very, very good. And that's the case of both of the acts that we're going to introduce to you on this wonderful hour of music. Plus, we have an amazing WoodSongs kid as well. Let's get right to it first. He became a professional musician starting out as a street performer around New Orleans. He's traveled all over the world. He's recognized as one of America's finest blues artists. He's going to do a tune called Pony Blues. Please welcome Corey Harris to the WoodSongs Old Time Radio Hour. Pony Blues, a song by Corey Harris. Corey, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you back again. It's been a while.
Thank you. I think it's been 13 years.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have you back, and you're younger now than you looked with him. So you let's talk about how you got going. You're 3 years old. You started playing with a toy guitar.
Yes.
And your mom eventually introduced you to the blues, Lightning Hopkins and others.
Yeah, well, my mother's side of the family comes from Texas. My father's side of the family comes from Kentucky.
Hell. Mm-hmm.
Hopkinsville, Providence.
Yeah.
Yes, but my mother introduced me to the blues, you know. Really, it started with ZZ Hill, then B.B. King, you know, and then heard some Lightning Hopkins at a friend's house and went home to tell her about my new discovery, but she already knew about it, so... Then started getting into Lightning Hopkins and acoustic blues after that.
So describe as a young kid, what was it about artists like Lightning Hopkins and so many others of those of the early blues guys? What was it that was grabbing you as a young 10, 11-year-old, 12-year-old kid?
Ooh, well, I like the expressiveness on the instrument, you know, and the fact that it's like a portable orchestra. You can take it wherever.
And you certainly play your guitar like a portable orchestra. I think that's a fair description.
Thank you.
So eventually you go to college in Maine, right?
Yes.
Go to college in Maine. Mm. And then you started traveling around the world.
Yeah.
Cameroon and Africa and elsewhere. What the blues as an art form, especially the way you play it, is approachable and acceptable in all these different cultures.
Well, yeah. I mean, the blues, if you're looking at it from the scale, the blues scale, is common, you know, to many different people around the world. There's different permutations of it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's not too many blues players that can say that you're part of a documentary episode directed by Martin Scorsese, of all people. You were.
Yes.
You are. Yes. That's pretty cool.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
So let's get back into your music. You have an album called Insurrection Blues. What a great title for an album. Well, tell me what the title means.
Well, the title is a reflection on the inflection point that is January 6th and what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a meditation, a musical meditation in different ways. So it's not all bad. It's actually a musical meditation on the good and the bad and the ugly.
Well, we're going to check out one of the songs from Insurrection Blues. It's called By and By. It is Corey Harris on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio Hour. His album is called Insurrection Blues on MC Records. Mark Carpentieri, great music man at MC Records. The tune is By and By. It's Corey Harris on our broadcast. If you want to know more about Corey Harris, his tour schedule, how to make his music part of your home music collection, all you have to do is visit the Wood Songs website, click on the archive page, and this is show number 1035. You get to find out about Corey Harris as well as our next artist. They're a husband and wife team from home based in Texas, but they've got a great story as well. Their album is called Honest. This is a tune called I Come From. It's Ordinary Elephant on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio Hour.
Eggshell white, painting your hair, dirt beneath your nails, and years on the back of your head. Some things can wash clean, and some will stick around. Blades of St. Augustine scattered across the driveway. up feels like Sunday. When I hear a Cajun band, every chamber of my heart bears the mark of what I come from. Sometimes the world falls apart, but I guess that's what it takes to find the part that cannot break. Wooden table on a concrete slab, the fish are red and the crabs are blue. Every 5-gallon bucket carries a piece of you. Some things can wash clean, and some will stick around. Spilt beer and a deck of cards, your old bed sheet for a tablecloth. Some of those days are lost, but most I still come across. And every chamber of my heart bears a mark of what I come from. Sometimes the world falls apart, but I guess that's what it takes to find the part that cannot break. Never giving up, I come from you. I built cities from sidewalk chalk and sail the world in a cardboard boat. I hope I always dream that big. I put the whole damn kitchen in every pot of cold mud soup. Hope I always put everything I got into what I do. Some things can't wash clean, some will stick around. Every chamber in my heart bears a mark of what I come from. Sometimes the world falls apart, but I guess that's what it takes to find the part that cannot break.
CD is called Honest. I Came From is the song. Ordinary Elephant, Pete Damore on the banjo. Crystal is the guitar player. Let's say hi to Crystal. It's nice to have you guys here.
Thank you so much.
So let's move the clock back in time. You're playing at a coffee house in College Station, Texas.
Yeah.
And we love our affiliate out there, KEOS. Great radio station out there in College Station. So you're playing in this coffee house. I assume it's just a normal little coffee house, right?
It is,
just picking there. And there's this this adorable, cute guy there. And what happened?
Yeah, it was a very cool, it was an songwriter open mic. So you couldn't do cover songs. You had to write, you had to bring your own songs. And he went with a roommate of his, and they were playing as a duo, and I just went by my lonesome. And
You're not lonesome anymore, are you?
Not lonesome anymore, yeah.
And so you guys decided to become a musical and a partnership duo, and you said, you know, what would be really romantic is if we lived in an RV for the next 5 years.
Exactly. So, I mean, obviously.
That's literally what you're doing. Let's say hi to Pete. You got your banjo there, player. So what was it about this young lady playing her original songs in College Station that said, I would love to hook up with her at a KOA campground somewhere?
That was his pickup line.
How did
you know?
Yeah, I mean, seemed like the thing to do at the time, right?
It worked.
You know? It's great. I feel so lucky.
Yeah, right. So, but I mean, there's a lot of male, female, not a lot, but it's a lionized image for a lot of people in music, the male-female duos. Gillian Welch and David Rawlings come to mind. So when you guys were forming your music together and your harmonies, is that something that you had in mind as you were trying to put it together?
Well, I was actually playing guitar when we met, and so we tried guitar, double guitar and vocals, and you know, it kind of worked sometimes, kind of not other times, and I would play a cajon and stuff. And then you mentioned Gillian Welch. I heard their last album they put out, The Harrow and the Harvest, in 2011, and that's like when I realized that I needed a banjo.
There's a specific song on there called Hard Times, right. And after hearing that, he bought a banjo.
Well, you know, it's a known fact. When you want to keep the girl, learn the banjo. That's what's going to do it. So now, Pete, you're a native Texan, right?
I am.
And Crystal, where are you from originally?
Louisiana. And that's we actually live in Louisiana.
That's where
now.
You are home base when you're not in the RV. So Crystal, what was your musical background when you were a kid? I mean, we talked to Corey about his. You know, how did you get interested in this music? Why not Britney Spears or something like that?
Well, I was a writer, like just poetry and that sort of thing before. Before writing songs, and then I decided I wanted them to be songs. And so, you know, artists like Jewel was a big one for me that made me realize, like, hey, you can actually be saying something in a song. You know, it's not just pop hits or that kind of thing. So it just, the fact that you could, that lyrics could be important.
Let's find out. You're going to do you're treating the Wood Songs audience to an unreleased song, so this is kind of a rarity, which we appreciate. The tune is called Once Upon a Time. It's Ordinary Elephant on the Wood Songs Old Time Radio.
Wasn't it true?
Wasn't it true once upon a time? Wasn't it true? Wasn't it true once upon a time?
It's an unreleased song, Once Upon a Time. They call themselves Ordinary Elephant. It's Pete and Crystal D'Amore. We're going to find out more about Ordinary Elephant, what their name actually means. We've got a wonderful award-winning blues player here. Corey Harris is on our broadcast. And wait till you meet this week's WoodSongs Kid. We will be back right after this.
You're listening to WoodSongs Show number 1035, broadcasting around the world by the foothills of Appalachia and Lexington, Kentucky. If you would like to attend a WoodSongs broadcast, you can find reservation and show schedules on our website, woodsongs.com. We'll be back after the break with Corey Harris, Ordinary Elephant, and our amazing WoodSongs kid on the WoodSongs Old Time Radio Hour.